Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And welcome our dear host, Batman. I mean, Shalina.
Bat girl. Bat lady.
Bat person.
Bat person.
There we go.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Do you like a t-shirt?
All right. It's Batman. Who doesn't like Batman?
I went to the Warner Brothers theme park.
Oh, is that where you got it from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I went to Abu Dhabi for work, and then I had time after I finished.
That's nice.
Because I was on Yas Island, and I passed it, and I went, I have never been, and you've been talking to me. We've been talking about it for how long that we were going
to
go?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, to be fair, like, obviously then 2020 arrived, and then that was the end of that conversation. But I'm glad they were open. I'm guessing it was not too full.
Oh, it was great. I went on a roller coaster by myself. Like, literally, there was no one on this roller coaster. And there's loads of locals working there, which was great to see, you know. So it's two young Emirati girls, and I went, will you actually run? And they went, yeah, get in. So I went, all right. And I went, is this really scary? Because I don't like roller coasters generally.
Right.
And they were like, no, it's fine. No, it was really bad.
But I guess if you feel like roller coasters are really scary, not having anybody else scream might actually be a good thing.
Oh, it was so bad that I was screaming and laughing because I was laughing at the absurdity of it, of being on a roller coaster in a theme park with no one and plus screaming, the only person screaming. So it was just an absurd situation. You know, and considering, you know, what, 2 years before I'd been in Disney World and that's full and it was crowded.
Right, yeah.
And the queues took so long. I had to keep on walking around the queue. I was like, can't I just do the shortcut? And they're like, no, you have to walk around.
So they started to set up for like the long lines. But
they did in some places, but some, like, it was just a job's worth and they were making me walk. And I'm like, I am tired. I've been working for half a day.
Yeah.
I just want to get on the ride. But yes, so that's the long story short of where I bought my Batman t-shirt. It was hilarious. So yeah, it's worth doing right now.
I suppose, yeah. So what are we going to talk about today, though?
So today we're going to talk about being overwhelmed, which doesn't really go
there
with what
I
just
talked about. There's no segue to this.
No segue whatsoever. And that's why I'm giggling. I'm not giggling about being overwhelmed. I'm giggling at the lack of segue.
But let's focus on, obviously, this is a serious item.
It is. It's a serious topic. And I have been with, I mean, this is a thing with a lot of my clients, you know, I always say that with my clients, it's not just simply a case of just decluttering and organizing and making it look pretty like you see on the shows or on Pinterest. There is most of the time some psychological elements to the reason why there is clutter or there's too much stuff. And generally, my clients are overwhelmed. That's the base point. They are overwhelmed, they're frustrated, they're upset. They're overwhelmed with their life. They're overwhelmed then with the clutter or the boxes if they've been moving, which is a lot of people are doing right now. Because they weren't able to move last year properly, especially to new houses. So that's all happening now. And, you know, it's just become a kind of vicious circle in a way. And they just don't know how to get, it's like drowning in the quicksand and not being able to get out of the quicksand. So I wanted to talk to the listeners and, you know, say, you don't feel bad. Don't feel overwhelmed. You know, if you had a plumbing issue, if a pipe burst, you would call a plumber. If you're overwhelmed by your clutter, by your boxes, by your stuff in your wardrobe, in your kitchen, in your playroom, wherever, call an organizer, you know. And there's no shame in that. And especially now, because being organized is a cool thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's on the shows, it's cool.
Thank you, Netflix.
Yeah. And, you know, it's taken this many years to be cool. But there's still this shame. So there's a shame of being in this situation. There's a shame of feeling overwhelmed and not being able to manage your house. And then
And then it's like, do I get help to do this? Like, that's, again, embarrassing. I can't
see
that.
Yeah, that's a shame as well. Yeah. And I don't, you know, it's all well and good to say it, but it's trying to get through to people that there is no shame in this. There's nothing wrong with you for feeling overwhelmed. We all get overwhelmed at certain points. I get overwhelmed by things. I had something the other day and I was really overwhelmed and you had to calm me down. What was it that I had something that
was... I mean, we don't need to get into the specifics of it. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. And I think it's interesting, right? Like when we hit into 2020, if you remember, one of the things we said, you know, on the show was like, oh, we're going to try and do a little bit of a mental health focus this year. And so it's a good thing to remember that even pre-2020, we were all sitting with a lot of things that were keeping us overwhelmed, whether you look at it as clutter, you look at it as just mental health, you look at just the digital clutter, and all of this. So there was already a lot of stuff to overwhelm us. And then obviously 2020 arrived, and then it turned out to be the year of, well, 2020, right? Like that's as it's going to go down. And I think it's important to remember in that situation that we were already, you know, sitting with a backlog.
Yes.
And then we added a, like we doubled, tripled it, right? In a span of a year. And so I think it's important that we all take time outs to focus on these things, and this is something we'll try and keep coming back to as well. Yep. You know, during the year, because I don't think this is something that is going to go away quickly.
No.
I mean, we are still not out of all of this stuff, but okay, at least with, you know, different due to various reasons, we can see kind of a light at the end of the tunnel type situation right now. Let's say a few months, but still there is a possibility. But even after that, the mental health issues are going to persist, right? So that doesn't go away.
It is. And I mean, we are more fortunate here in the Middle East compared to, you know, my home in the UK is they're in a third lockdown.
Yeah.
You know, US, it looks like it's going to be as well, you know, and I know, you know, my family and friends are suffering a huge amount in the UK. And I just can't fathom how bad, you know, they tell me, but it's just because we are living quite an easygoing life. I mean, yes, we have to wear a mask, we have to be careful, but we've got sort of easier life.
We can move around, which is something that's not something that they're getting, which is the whole point. Yeah.
But we still got mental health things happening, as you said, and the mental health clutter is phenomenal. And then we've got the physical aspects, plus the children at home. You know, that's enough to drive anyone insane, you know, and then the digital clutter. So, you know, the key thing to remember is you're not alone. Lots of people have this. I mean, my clients on a daily basis have this, you know, feeling, you know, every single one of them are overwhelmed in some way or another.
Yeah.
And that's why they've called me to help them in whatever area, whether it be the kitchen, the wardrobe, playroom, digital, whatever, but they're all feeling that. And then some places it's in different places in the house or in their life, or it's the whole house. And then, you know, and a lot of my clients are managing households as well. And if they've moved into new homes, they have to manage contractors. Right. So, you know, you're managing all these different things.
No, they're not. They were never easy anyway.
No.
And now it's kind of like I said, it's on top of other things. Yeah.
So that's the key thing to think about today is don't, you know, if you need help, get help.
Yeah.
Don't let it fester inside you, you know, because it will affect you, like, you know, in your stomach because of the stress, mentally as well, and physically it will affect you eventually, you know. And we all need to look after ourselves right now, especially on a physical point of view because of what can happen.
No, and I mean, I know from a lot of my friends and stuff, people aren't sleeping well at the moment, right? Like, just in general, by the way, I mean, and you talk to, like, you know, people who are kind of in that field, and they're like, majority of the people that we talk to, they're not sleeping well.
Yeah.
And it's all of it, right? It's the stress, it's the clutter, it's the just mental issues, all of it, right? And I think it's very, very important to take kind of this, to focus on the bit that says, you know, like, I got to do what it takes to make me feel better.
Yeah.
And if that means getting hold of a professional, getting hold of someone, talking to a friend, talking to somebody. But do what it takes. Because I think at this point, getting stuck under a stigma or getting into this, like, okay, well, you know, it's a little embarrassing to do X or Y is going to have, like, tremendous repercussions down the road. And that's really not worth it anymore.
No. Yeah. And think about yourself. And I mean, I talked to a client yesterday and she looks after a community of people and, you know, while we were doing her kitchen, there was water bottles, empty water bottles, you know, she brought from IKEA, and she was like, oh, I could fill them up and give them to all these people. Like, why are you doing it? They're grown adults. They can fill up the water themselves and get it themselves. You need to look after yourself. You've started today with me with this, but you need to start looking after yourself even more and do that. Be selfish and think about yourself more.
I think this is, I was trying not to use that word for that reason because it has such a very negative feeling to it when you tell someone, like, be selfish.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not saying, like, you know, ignore everybody or trample on somebody, or whatever. Right? What we're trying to say is, you know, you can only help somebody when you're okay.
Yeah.
And so if you're overwhelmed, like, yeah, sure, you can distribute a few water bottles somewhere as an example, but you won't be able to support anybody.
No.
You know, like, and that's something that's super important. That's something I've been very conscious of the last few years, but especially like last year, I took a lot of timeouts because I was just like, look, right now I'm feeling overwhelmed or I'm feeling stressed or I'm feeling there's something playing on my mind. And if I have to try to help you or have a conversation with somebody, I can't. No. I won't be emotionally in a position to support that until I'm okay first.
Yeah.
And so it's very important to do that.
It is. It's very important. And I mean, it's the same with me. I mean, even right now, I'm not sleeping wonderfully. And, you know, and that might shock people.
Nobody is, actually.
And I am not calling people, you know, I should call more friends. I should call family more, but I'm not. I don't want to. I am in my shell. I'm working. I'm coming home. I'm tired. I've got so many things on my plate. I just can't handle adding that to my list of things. And of course, I've got to have a list. So it's like, you know, and so we're all there. We're all at that point. But if you can do something to manage it, do it. Whether that's clutter or therapy, you know, an organizer or a therapist or a plumber. Whoever you need.
No, it's. I think it's very important. And I think, like you said, like, I think reach out to people. I mean, there's not really much more to add to that other than that to say, like, please reach out to people. I think it's important. Or whatever works for you. If going in a shell for a little while works for you, do that.
Yep.
Don't feel like you're obligated. And then conversely, if feeling like, you know, okay, I need to get this out, I need to talk to somebody, then do that too.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you have cats, you know, show them some love and you'll feel
show
better
them
too.
Some love and they'll come and show you some love as well.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that's kind of what we wanted to talk about this week and just kind of remind everybody that you're not alone and that you should seek help, look for help and do what it takes to feel better. As always, you can reach out to us, of course. Shumi is on social media at Declutterme. So that's at @DECLUTTRME. And we'll be back next week with a new series of updates about decluttering.
Bye.
Bye.